Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, today it's another community event, an important one, and WAMC, as usual, is there. We're talking about the Berkshire County District Attorney Democratic primary debate, 1 to 2 p.m., hosted by the Berkshire Theater Group. It features, of course, Berkshire County DA Paul Cacchiavello, Andrea Harrington, and Judith Knight in this race, not without some controversy in the history of this thing.
Well, that's right. It's a very interesting story. As you probably remember, David, the district attorney of Berkshire County mysteriously stepped aside, and his number one assistant, Cacchiavello, was appointed by the governor to fill out the term. Many people made this as a political trick in order to make Cacchiavello the incumbent and give him an advantage over any of his potential primary opponents, of which he has two, Andrea Harrington and Judith Knight. And what I like about this debate is that it far transcends, David, the idea of a Berkshire County thing. It's interesting because district attorneys have tremendous power. And here is an example in a debate about the limits of that power and how far it goes and how people get put into political office. So it will be great for everybody, whether you're in New York State or Vermont or New Hampshire or Connecticut, to listen to this, because there's a great deal being made about criminal justice and whether it's in need of reform. I think many of those issues are going to be brought up today.
Again, 1 to 2 p.m., thanks to our host, the Berkshire Theater Group.
And the great Kate McGuire, who couldn't have been nicer about all of this.
Tune in. You can listen over the air online at WAMC.org, and I know many have the WAMC app. Worth a listen, 1 to 2 p.m. today. Well, Alan, yesterday President Trump struck a deal to revise NAFTA with Mexico. There seemed to be a little trouble with Canada.
Well, yeah, Canada's not into this yet. The Wall Street Journal is criticizing this deal and saying it's worse than what Trump replaced it with. With Trump, it's all about winning. It's all about the perception that he has won something here. There will be changes. Some of them will be productive. According to what I've been listening to, you'll have to pay the people who are in Mexico and working on cars, for example, more money. But in any case, we see the president once again beating his chest and saying, see what I've achieved here. The Canadians will obviously come in on it. And this is, of course, as the rope has been tightening around Trump in the Bob Mueller investigation. So that every time you see people doing something that will get him into more trouble or saying something to get him into more trouble, you'll see some of these diversionary tactics. We know that. It's what one does when one is in political office and in a lot of trouble, and he is in a lot of trouble. And speaking of which, the whole concept of Lanny Davis and his client, Mr. Cohen, what you're seeing here is that maybe Cohen didn't say what Lanny Davis said he said. Maybe he did. There's an awful lot going on here, and I am sure there's a squeeze play, as they say in baseball, going on somewhere. That somebody is saying, hey, you better take that back, and you better not say that Cohen saw things that he says he saw. So we'll have to let that sort itself out, too, today.
Gerrymandering. A federal court, Alan, has thrown out North Carolina's congressional districts again.
Well, you know how I feel about this, David. I've said it again and again. I've taught American politics for so many years. The dinosaurs were running around when I started talking about gerrymandering. Look, if in fact you send your children to fight for democracy and then you allow legislatures to fix the deal so that they can determine whether, even though there's an even split or more Democrats than Republicans, if the Republicans control the legislature, they get to draw the lines, and they can draw them so that only they can win. What they do is they shove all of the Democrats into a few districts, and then they spread out the Republicans so that they control more districts. And look, they're not the only ones who gerrymandered. Democrats have gerrymandered in the past. It's not right in any case. There ought to be fair fights in elections. And if you don't have them, then you can't have a representative democracy, that's for sure. And so along comes the Supreme Court. Right now it's split 4-4. Obviously, if they put another Republican justice on, that person will rule against gerrymander reform. And so one gets a stark picture of what the Supreme Court appointment means, David.
Hard to figure out what anything means when your cognition is in decline. A paper published yesterday, Alan, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a huge study finds that pollution is linked to significant decline in cognition as the impact increases with age.
Well, I don't have any doubt about that, to which I could say, uh-oh. It makes sense. It makes sense that pollution clouds the skies, it clouds the minds, and it's an interesting concept. It's one that just brings home the idea that we have a president who is a climate denier, that we have done our best to clean up the skies. Now he's saying, bring back coal, and we know that's one of the greatest polluters of all. It's a sickening situation.
Well, take a break from some of these headlines and go along to the Guthrie Center this weekend to see the Berkshire Ramblers Sunday night at 7. Alan, you're back.
The Berkshire Ramblers, we love it. And, you know, it's gotten to be quite a little affair. We all get together. A lot of people come who've been there every year. We sing the songs. We sing them all together. I can't wait. So Sunday at the Guthrie Center, it's 413-528-1955. 1955, good year. Can't forget it. So we'll see you all there. The tickets are running out fast. So again, 413-528-1955.